All right. When you heard the court decision, what did you think?
I was devastated. I can't believe that they would consider pit bulls inherently aggressive. I don't know. Did they realize at one time in this country, bloodhounds were considered inherently aggressive? So, I mean, that's how crazy this whole thing can get. With it's all about the media, how the media has blown things out of proportion at any given time in history. And right now it seems to be the media focus is on pit bulls, and let's blow that all out of proportion as much as we can, because it brings headlines. Headlines bring viewers or listeners, and, you know, that's what it's all about for the media.
But don't the, I mean, pit bulls can be aggressive. I mean,
any dog can be aggressive. Mm. It doesn't matter. I mean, actually, German Shepherds have more bite pressure than a pit bull does.
But at this, okay, so this particular court decision, should a pit bull owner, if a dog is aggressive, be held responsible? I mean, you're not saying that.
No, no. What I'm saying is don't ban the breed. Ban inappropriate owners. The problem is owners that are irresponsible, that create irresponsible dogs. Therein lies the problem. You have to go after the owners of that don't treat their dogs properly, don't raise their dogs properly. Any dog can be raised to be aggressive if it's not treated properly.
If they asked you to come up and testify, and you said, Bill, you got 5 minutes to tell us what you think and tell us what you want us to do, the committee does, what would you tell them?
Well, that's pretty much the kind of thing that I would go into, because it's important to realize that it's not just pit bulls. You know, any dog can be aggressive if it's not handled properly. And as I say, the problem is what happens is you get somebody that focuses on pit bulls, and then all of a sudden the irresponsible owners, the wrong people, they hear, oh, well, that looks like an interesting dog. Let me get that dog and make that dog more aggressive. And then it just, you know, snowballs and gets worse and worse and worse, because, you know, now it's like, oh, well, that dog's aggressive, so let's get that one. And it just gets worse. And the people, as they say, it's the owners that create the situations, not the dogs.
All right, Bill Cook at Pikesville. Thanks a lot.